Hey everybody, and welcome to Integrity Radio. I am your host, Z, and I'm with my co-host here. Dog is my co-pilot. That would be Luna. And Luna and I are still out in the desert, living in a teepee, and podcasting. And I'm still able to create music and stuff. And I think it's been about a year and 2 months since I've actually written a song. I've recorded a lot of my jamming and improv stuff, but I'm not quite, maybe it slipped my mind, but I'm pretty sure it's been that long since I've actually written a song. So here it is. This was something that was just pounding in my ears and would not leave me alone just for, days, maybe a week. It's called an earworm. I'm sure many of you have experienced them. It was recorded in my teepee during the wind. So when I did the vocals, of course, you could hear the teepee flapping in the wind. I apologize for the recording quality, but at the same time, this is lo-fi, right? So, and, you know, when I do this kind of stuff, I don't do take over take. I just kind of do one take and go with it. So, mostly my goal is to just get the idea, the concept out, and then it will at least be there for me or perhaps someone else to refine in the future. So I've titled this one Ode to Bully, You're My Girl. So it's titled You're My Girl, with the parentheses, Ode to Bully. And, hey, I hope you enjoy it. And please call in. Go ahead and get the anchor.fm app, and then that'll allow you to call in and join in on the show. So please do so. And if you want to contribute to the Z and Luna Fund, you can do so by going to paypal.me/CFUZ. CFUZ is spelled capital S, lowercase I-F-U, uppercase Z, CFUZ. Again, that's paypal.me/CFUZ. And thank you to everyone out there that has contributed thus far, and some of you multiple times. Thank you. Mahalo. Thank you so much. All right. Without further ado, I was going to try not to say that, but what the hell. You're my girl. Well, there you have it. You're my girl. I know, Luna. That song is kind of about you. Yeah. You know, that song kind of is a personal sort of a thing. You know, when musicians write, or at least when this musician writes music, we're really sort of just randomly grabbing at stuff that sounds good, that flows. And to assign meaning to it would, I don't think would be very true. However, what's very interesting is these songs tend to almost become prophecy, which of course isn't true. But it's really interesting how these songs sort of have meaning, at least for me, the writer, the listener, and I'm sure that happens to us all as listeners of other people's music, where we assign the meaning to it. But boy, are there some multiple meanings within the song that you just heard. You're my girl, huh, Luna? You're my girl. All right, so I'm flipping through the episodes. Last year, around February 25th, 2019. Believe it, that was a year ago. I did this piece sort of regarding the interesting aspects of love and drugs. Not love for drugs, just sort of the parallels, right? Love is the drug and all that sort of thing. So check this out. This is just 1 year ago, or a whole year ago, depending on how the year went for you. You're listening to Integrity Radio. Give us a call. Funny thing about love. Scientists say it's the most addictive drug known to mankind. Socially inappropriate, really, to talk about your drug or alcohol addictions in public, yet it seems to be perfectly fine to talk about your uncontrolled love. Your uncontrolled compulsions, your fetishes. I just find it strange. Thanks for listening. This is Integrity Radio.
Here's what I just recorded. It's a desert recording. It's a desert improv. It's a piano improv, and it's called Are You Kidding Me? Thanks for listening. This is Integrity Radio.
Survive. I hold your tears.